thing going on in 1 minute. Good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight we have a very special show. Tonight the theme is Put Karl Rove on Trial. And we're going to be dealing with that, fuckhead. And we're going to play some of the leftover music, too, from the tribute to the late and great Marlon Solar, or Marlon the Great Engineer, who is with the show most of the time for the last 4.5 years. And we'll play some of the music from the previous 2 shows plus benefit party last week that we didn't have time for, and news and the usual features. Since I am clergy, it is my duty on this Sunday evening to begin with something quite holy and get things started. The first song is by Satan's Cheerleaders and is entitled Train to Satanville.
Did you hear about the sinner who was dreaming on the hill? About a train that's on fire on its way to Satanville. Well, it passed through the town of cities and it stopped for quite a few. And it picked up the group of passengers, folks young, like me and you. There were foreigners and strangers and folks who didn't quite well. And he wondered what he'd done.
Let's talk to, I think, Dave.
Dave.
Hi, Dave. Dave, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
What? A friend of mine, I've never listened to the program before, but a friend of mine recommended it. Is the show called Box Top? Or?
That's this one. Vox Pop. You're listening to it.
Vox Pop?
V-O-X-P-O-P.
Oh.
Vox Pop. It's short for Vox Populi.
Right.
It's the voice of the people. It's Latin.
Oh, Vox.
V as in victory.
Right.
Not box.
Not box.
V-O-X.
Yeah.
P-O-P. Can you hold on a second? My neighbors are... we have kind of thin walls here. You demon spirits of sexual sin, I bind you in my...
Buster, you're going to have to do that a little later.
No, that was Dave.
Oh, excuse me, Dave. I mean, Buster, Dave. We'll come back to you in a moment. I don't know what he's doing, but
he's rebuking
his next-door neighbor. We'll come back. Our phone number here is 447-5495.
Folks, you see, one of the reasons to listen to this program, it's amazing all that goes on Vox Pop.
Yeah. I've had people call us Vox Top, anyway.
Let's go back to Dave and see if he's there.
Let's see if he's there. Dave, are you there?
You go!
Oh, Dave, I don't want to hear all that on the air at all. So you just have to, you go and deal with your own neighbors and don't worry about us. And you, so anyway, all right. Let's talk to Melba. Hi, Melba, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Very quickly, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I enjoy Vox Populi. It's a wonderful program.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're talking about communism. I wanted to ask about, don't you think that very often we don't make the proper distinction between Marx and Lenin? I don't think they taught exactly the same thing or used exactly the same methods. Now, whereas Marx used more of a humorous approach, I believe Lenin brought in the spiritual and the philosophy. You know, he said, imagine all the people living life in peace. What do you think about that?
John, I'll let you answer that.
I missed a few of the words. The lady said that she believed Marx
used more of a humorous approach.
Humorous approach?
Yes, he said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member. Whereas
well, there was a little bit of humor, but, I'll tell you, you read Marx on the Jews, you read Marx, he was just downright vicious
at
times.
Did Marx write books?
Yeah.
I was talking about Groucho Marx.
No. We're talking...
Oh.
Forgive me, I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll cut that out as it goes off the air there. John, I'm sorry about that. I thought she understood who we were talking about.
Right.
So. I'm sure that she was right. Groucho Marx or whatever his name was, I'm sure he was very humorous. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
These people that call and have nothing better to do than to shout obscenities or mock and make fun and pretend that they're speaking in some sort of another tongue and so on and so forth. Bear in mind, these are the same people that go into local businesses, restaurants and things, and carry Crayolas in their pocket and mark on bathroom walls. These are people that lack something upstairs. And as one man put it, they're one taco short of a combination plate.
Let the common people get maimed and get scarred.
buy you up a spot on the Texas National Guard. Cush, that is, country clubs, nose cannon. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. Trades in the blues, says, Jesus is my Lord. He said the White House is the place I want to be. So he called his daddy's friends, they called the GOP. Gun owners, that is, Falwell, Jesse Helms. The election ran late. The kinfolk said, Jeb, give the boy your state. Don't let the colored folks get anywhere near the polls. So they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supreme stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rig, that is, illegitimate, no more authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
I don't believe you anymore. West Memphis, Arkansas. Get ready to go worldwide. Let's get it on.
You just heard two songs from Rise Above, a benefit compilation of Black Flag cover songs benefiting the West Memphis 3. You heard Nick Oliveri's version of Jealous Again, and Henry Rollins with Chuck D and Friends doing Rise Above. Before that, the Parasites did I Don't Believe You, but Trumpet. Did I Left My Flannel in Seattle. MDC did Ballad of GW from the funniest telephone pranksters ever recorded. You heard Brother Russell's Radio Jihad
doing Nosy Neighbors and Famous Communists, and started off with Satan's Cheerleaders doing Train to Satanville. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted at 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday nights, also East Coast time, USA, as well as Wednesday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. And The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with The Great Hour of Slack, one of Marlon the Great Engineer's favorite shows besides this one. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, announce your birthday, make song requests, input to future forthcoming themes, or feedback to past themes, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron, cokehead, war criminal, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, equal time for the other terror victims. And we will discuss the victims of terrorism that are not obsessed over by the corporate media, those civilians massacred by Tony Blair and his fellow major league terrorist, George W. Bush. We're not going to let little league terrorists distract from the big issues. And that's in 2 weeks. That's next week. In 2 weeks, the Taliban's influence on the Supreme Court. That'll be coming up in 2 weeks. And the rest of the summer is a little sketchy because there are travel plans and some days off. But future themes as they happen include the Reverend performs the wedding of Tom DeLay and the corpse of Terry Schiavo. The Reverend reveals the Da Pinch Me Code, psychotherapy for the war criminals in the Bush regime, recovery for propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other misguided misuses of the term addiction. We will cover that extensively, as well as have a lot of fun and tunes with that. Recovery for Propagandists coming up on the show, as well as Pubic Property, where we will discuss sex negativism and Puritan posturing from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, Christian fundamentalists and groupthink freethinkers, and even certain kinds of women's studies classes. And we'll also have a lot of tunes and a lot of fun with it. And so far, everybody's input and ideas have been incorporated into the forthcoming Pubic Property show. Let's see, other future themes include Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. Henry Hyde's retirement party. More perverted stories from Morrow Crusaders, starring Neil Horsley, David Hager, Randall Terry, and Senator Henry Hyde. And let's see. It's hard to read his handwriting. Another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And the band from Maryland who rocks the East Coast, the Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com. And a whole lot of other shit that I can't read right now because this handwriting really bites. However, all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And let's see, a big thank you to the folks from Philadelphia Independent Media Center and Radio Volta for the very touching and very beautiful memorial and tribute and benefit for Marlon Solar last Sunday, as well as part two of the Reverend's tribute to Marlon Solar last week. And we're going to play a song for said folks coming up in the next set. Let's see. What else is in the news? Oh, the Al-Qaeda clone from the anti-abortion terrorist movement, Eric Rudolph, who bombed the 1996 Olympics in Georgia. Two abortion clinics, one gay bar, and I believe at least one other bombing. He killed one police officer, and at another clinic he wounded six or seven police and firefighters and rescue workers when he activated a second bombing at the same clinic 45 minutes later, obviously intentional. And killed one at the Olympics bombing. He pled guilty to all of his bombings and got a life sentence. So, good riddance to Al-Qaeda clone, Christian supremacist, anti-choice terrorist, homophobe Eric Rudolph. May you be Bubba's butt boy while you do your life sentence. And let's see. Michael Moore emerged triumphant. He was sued by white power, far right wing terrorist, and militia man Terry Nichols, who did the Oklahoma City bombing with Timothy McVeigh. Terry Nichols' brother was mentioned in the Bowling for Columbine film and sued Michael Moore for defamation of character, but it turned out that what was obvious, the court agreed with and dismissed his defamation suit against Michael Moore. So congratulations to him, and a big fuck you to racist and fascistic asshole and former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Mr. Nichols. And that is definitely good news. Okay, let's see. In Philadelphia, if you want to see a band called Hot Young Priests who are playing live with the Wonderland Murderers, that is, I believe, Wednesday night. Yes, it is Wednesday night, July 27th, at the Philadelphia Bar and Grill. $7, 6 p.m. at 412 West Girard Street. Information 215-440-8515. That's if you want to see Hot Young Priests. And let's see, to support medical marijuana exile Rene Boget, who fled fascism and went to the north across the Canadian border and is now facing extradition to mandatory prison sentence for helping people with AIDS and cancer get medical marijuana, go to Renee Bojee, reneebojee.com, and she needs information on the inhuman, human rights violating, and barbaric American prison conditions, and specifically the privatized healthcare system, so that she can make a case for not being extradited. And if she makes a good enough case, that could work. All right, let's see. Give you a link, and then we're going to play some songs, and we have a dedication coming up. This is a site that has a t-shirt for tonight's theme. We're going to say, put Karl Rove on trial, and we're going to have a reading from Kitty Kelly's book about the Bush crime family, called The Family, about Karl Rove. And in the meantime, you can send this link to all of your friends at workingforchange.com. It is workingforchange.org, not sure. But they have the t-shirt of Karl Rove behind bars, where he certainly belongs. Anybody else who would commit such an act of what's called treason would have been crucified by now. And Karl Rove, the so-called brain behind the criminal Bush regime, is not facing consequences for his action. We're going to call for that for now. You can go to workingforchange.org and click on the Karl Rove in jail t-shirt link. And another great compilation of Karl Rove related links is at Karl Rove, and Karl is with a K, K-A-R-L, and Rove, R-O-V-E, KarlRoveSucks.com. I want to play a song for the folks who put together Marlon Solar's memorial benefit for Marlon, the great engineer's family, who definitely needed it. And it was a great, great and fitting tribute. And a lot of people really busted ass and put a lot of work into it, and really made the event such an upbeat time. Special thanks to Jay, DJ Cindy, Hannah, Susie Q, and Sean, as well as the biker group that did a bike ride in the rain as a memorial to Marlon, and of course to Marlon's family, and to the Radio Voltoids and Philly Independent Media folks. Thank you, folks. Here is your song dedication by the Ramones. Do you remember rock and roll radio?
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Journalism of the Hearst Papers to rid of marijuana, a work pushed by the Hearst Papers to re-describe the cannabis hemp plant as the drug the lazy Mexicans and raping Negroes smoke. Hemp has 10,000 years of recorded history with all the tribes of the human race, but this prohibition is more than a racial issue. It was to protect the financial interests in depleting fossil fuels, the forest-killing timber industry, and toxic petrochemicals. 10,000 acres devoted to an annual hemp farm would produce as much paper as 40,000 acres of forest trees. Hemp biomass can be used as pollution-free burning fuel to replace all fossil fuels. The nutrition value of the seed is next to the soybean and can be used as food. Fibers, plastic, foods, fuels, oils, paints, ropes, thousands of positive, non-polluting, non-toxic uses. Medicinally, it can help the appetite, asthma, glaucoma, nausea, tumors, epilepsy, and hundreds of healthy benefits that public is kept ignorant of. Make the rules, create the myths. It's time to evolve. Abolish the prohibition against cannabis hemp. Because when over 125,000 people die of legal alcohol use, 395,000 people die of legal tobacco use, while zero, count them, zero people die annually from smoking hemp, there is a lie to be broken. Wake up and smoke the buds. It's just a green, leafy plant.
The Reverend wants to say once again thank you to the folks who worked on Marlon's tribute and memorial last week, which was absolutely a hard time and a shock and a terrible loss. And it's been a hard time, not just regarding doing the show, but losing a great person and losing a great friend. And I guess since the show started, you know, there's been a handful of tragedies and hard times, and so we've kind of, you know, made that a part of the show, as well as all the fun and the good news and cool stuff. And with the loss of Marlon, it not only represented a hard time and a shock and a loss, but it just showed what was important when regarding the camaraderie with most people in independent media circles and friends and the people nearest and dearest in your life. And I would say that with all things positive and negative, and with this recent loss, it has been a hell of a lot easier for me to go through such a life change by sharing life with an absolutely phenomenal person who went through a lot of shit with me, including Marlon's official funeral, as well as the benefit and the actual show last week, and the time of grieving and all kinds of other shit, as well as a lot of really fantastic positive times. And so it is with love that we do a song for Demonica by one of Marlon's favorite ever artists, Frank Zappa. And we hope you like it. This goes out with love to Demonica. It's entitled Dirty Love.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love, like I paid donations to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love. Like your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love, the way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little bo-peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love. That dirty dog.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews is
snappy.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews is
snappy.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews.
that. Come on, Benji. Not a speck of cereal. Come on, Benji. Nothing but the best for my daughter. Come on.
Down, 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 down. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses on my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm frickin' sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how, education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So look, obey a book if that's what works for you, but I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you are screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. Does that sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell, but mercy killed the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. As for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, 'cause you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say when that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
When Angel Gabriel appeared, he said, you are to be the Virgin Mother. But Mary thought that was weird. Mary said, I'm not a virgin, I blew a guy last year. But then Gabriel said to Mary, my child, have no fear, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still not be considered flawed. Although you went to town and sucked some semen down, you're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph did arrive, but they were so very tired, you see, and Mary had to offer a bribe. Since she had no money, how would she pay for a place to sleep? Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her not to weep, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you sin to suck some dick to get a room for the night. Then three wise men did appear, bearing gifts of myrrh and such. They said that they had followed a star and missed a woman's touch. Mary thought she might pleasure them, but could not take them to bed. But again, Gabriel appeared to her, and this is what he said. You can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want, everyone that hangs in the nation. Fellatio ain't no sin. Gonna blow those three wise men, and you'll still be a virgin, cause there was no penetration. So you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, the donkey and the ox and the lambs and even the little drummer boy. People will remember your name quick. They'll say, damn, that bitch could suck a good dick, cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. Cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. Mary, Mary, suck that dick.
Message received today at 10:02 a.m. totaling 4 minutes 21 seconds.
This is not how Jesus taught us to treat each other. I have been lied to. You have cut out my service. I pay my bills. This is not right. Someone is doing something that is sinful, not right. I'm asking for some help. Do unto others as you would do unto them. You will not want someone to stop. This is how I make my livelihood. You don't shut me off on a Sunday until I can get other service. This is not right. This is not right. I want to speak with someone who believes in God, who knows to believe, do what Jesus would do, and would not treat me like this. I want to speak with someone like that. Or else, is everyone there is sinful and doesn't understand how we're supposed to treat one another?
We were told to discontinue the account.
I understand that. You're almost insulting me. Did you hear what I said? I want to speak with someone that understands right from wrong, that is not going to treat me sinfully.
I'm trying to treat everybody fair here.
Okay, and I was saying that, you know, what is more important, right from wrong and what your boss told you to do? Did you ever learn in Sunday school that sometimes you have to stand up for what's right and that your boss might be doing something that isn't right? And more important than what your boss says is what Jesus would tell you to do. And Jesus would not tell you to work for someone that would treat me like this and just let him get away with it.
Oh, darling, you look adorable. I can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Who tells us that God is cool? Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Who hugs his son but not your daughter? Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
altar boys with thanks. Who warns us about masturbation? Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who gropes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who gets aroused during genuflection? Who's the priest with the big erection? Father Peter, the pedophile priest!
One of the most disheartening things about the invasion of Iraq was that the public, a majority, swallowed the propaganda machine's notion that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with September 11th. But I'm a media junkie, and I finally discovered a respectable publication that also goes along with that. This is the Weekly World News. Here on their cover, Saddam and Osama in love. Now, you might see this picture here of Saddam holding a rose, leaning back into Osama's arms there. I'll just read a couple of paragraphs here. The Pentagon and CIA have found irrefutable evidence to prove that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein are alive and kicking. A sizzling photograph of the doe-eyed evildoers making love in a tent in Pakistan. But don't think all is right in Terrorland just because the world's most wanted war criminals got jiggy with it in their love nest while head-scratching U.S. agencies lost yet another golden opportunity to track them down. According to a CIA source, Saddam is said to have been extremely disappointed in bin Laden's sexual prowess. Openly complaining to bin Laden, "You are like the beak of a hummingbird or straw from the bale, too paltry to bring me pleasure." And isn't it good to get the truth at last? And by the time their tenderness-turned-testy liaison was over, says the source, Saddam literally stomped out of the tent shouting, "I'll call you later, maybe." This is a smoking gun we've been looking for. Proof beyond doubt. Okay, so as if that wasn't enough, it was one of a series. The next one, Saddam and Osama adopt shaved ape baby. Here you see Saddam and Osama just cuddling this shaved ape baby. You know, a photograph is worth a thousand words. I'll just... okay. Here's a blow-up of that picture in case you couldn't see it in the back. It's such a tender scene. A subhead is, "Animal rights group demands ape be returned." Just 1 month after their gay marriage rocked the world. I must have missed an issue. That one time I forgot to go to the supermarket. Just 1 month after the gay marriage rocked the world, ecstatic newlyweds Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein have adopted a shaved ape baby to make their family complete. And while the news is sure to set terrorists' heart aflutter, the animal rights group that delivered the chimp to a go-between who promised that the nine-month-old was going to a good home say they were lied to and they want the little critter back. But it seems unlikely that will happen anytime soon, because nobody, not even the CIA with its Al-Qaeda moles, has any idea where Osama, Saddam, and Robert, their new son, might be. Yeah, you know, they named him Robert. They wanted to give him like a fresh start, you know, not to be tainted. It's unclear whether Osama and Saddam know the baby is a shaved ape. Even before 9/11, even before the election, there were plans going on to invade Iraq because the control freaks want to get control of the Middle East, and you wanted to start. Plus, there were personal things, because Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense, I think, under the first Bush. Is that right? And in fact, it was Cheney who said that Donald Rumsfeld has been the best Secretary of Defense we ever had. That means even better than Cheney. Talk about humility. And so it was like Cheney's unfinished war. I mean, so everybody, and some, like some Japanese tea ceremony, Bush thought he would avenge his father. So there were all those other personal elements in it. And it became so, it was the most overt, covert war that I've ever seen. Never before in world history has one country insisted that another country disarm before they invaded them. All right, so you watched the 9/11 hearings, and there's Condoleezza Rice, who, when asked if it was true or not, that she told Bush that there were Al-Qaeda sleeper cells all around the country. And she said she didn't remember. Now, you know, what's wrong with these senators? Why can't they just say, why the fuck can't you remember something like that?
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. And when I'm stoned on Oxycontins, I sing songs like this.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
first paper's headlines approach. Rain got a tease in. Rusty Cat sneezing. Sopping wet hammock, dusty and wheezing. Lusty Alley wanted trash can blues. Well, the children running after rainbows, they're stocking poor. Precious ladies in nylons are hanging on the line, jumping on the leg and looking mighty fine. Sorrows light up my red stick, broken on the dark corner of the ground. Pop up toaster crackling, gold aluminum sound.
Doing Frying Pan, and Hoppy the Frog doing Safe as Milk, Take 3, both of those from the Mama Kangaroo compilation of women artists who are covering songs by Captain Beefheart. Before that, you heard Al Franken portraying Rush Limbaugh singing My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. Before that, Paul Krasner did Saddam and Osama from his comedy release, The Zen Bastard Rides Again. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the pedophile priest. From South Park, you heard The Virgin Mary. Eric Schwartz did Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis. Frank Zappa did Dirty Love. Calkin did Hair of the Bud. And started off with the Ramones doing Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Put Karl Rove on Trial, because that is something that, however unrealistic, it's still something that should happen. He is one of the sickest fucks of the criminal war regime and the Bush war criminal Bush regime, and he is somebody who actually outed a member of the CIA. What happened was the husband was one of the people who was supposed to be investigating Saddam Hussein trying to get uranium from Nigeria, and he investigated these kinds of bullshit stories and found that they weren't true. And so when he was saying that the premises behind the war were false, Karl Rove, instead of owning up to his mistakes, or rather outright lies, decided to expose the guy's wife as being a CIA agent, thus putting her life in danger. And while I'm no fan of the CIA, the principle is that if anybody else had done that, they would have been probably doing 100 years or more of a sentence, and especially since the Patriot Act. And this motherfucker still gets to play the Goebbels propaganda machinist for the piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, who is occupying the White House. And if you missed it earlier, the links are workingforchange.com or org, Working for Change, the Karl Rove in Jail t-shirt, and for many links for information and humor, KarlRoveSucks.com, KarlRove, and that link is worth sending to all your friends. KarlRoveSucks.com, and I have a reading for you tonight, which is from a book by Kitty Kelly called The Family, not about the Manson family, of course, that's a different The Family book. This is a book about more serious, professional, bigger time killers. The Family, The Real Story of the Bush Dynasty. It's a big ass book. It's by Kitty Kelly on Doubleday, now in paperback, but I am holding this big bulky hardback copy because I got it new. Page 626, Karl Rove. There was a lot on Rove in here, and it was hard to pick out which one to do. But let's see. This is a little bit after September 11th. The president spent that weekend at Camp David with his national security advisors. When he returned to the White House, he was focused. His mission had crystallized. The education president was now the war president. George Walker Bush saw himself as the heat-seeking missile of righteousness against the evil ones and the evildoers. His close friend Don Evans, Secretary of Commerce and member of Bush's White House Bible group, said that the president felt he had been called to lead the country to war. Quote, "This is a crusade," Bush told reporters when he returned from Camp David. The next day, the White House apologized for his inept use of the word crusade because it suggested the medieval slaughter of thousands of innocent Arabs and Jews. The president had no regrets, and the public responded positively to his zeal and passion. He declared bluntly, "We're at war. There's been a war declared, and we will find those who did it. We'll smoke them out of their holes, we'll get them running, and we'll bring them to justice." He also demanded it's been a good weekend. He also demanded the delivery of Osama bin Laden. "We'll take him dead or alive," Bush said. Fearful the remark made him sound hot-headed, his wife gently teased, "Bush, are you going to get him?" The president remained grim. He was determined to launch himself and his country on a wave of vengeance and testosterone and anger. Karl Rove, seizing the tragedy of September 11th for political gain, was immediately set to catch the wave for re-election. Quote, "We can go to the country on this issue because they trust the Republican Party to do a better job of protecting and strengthening America's military might and thereby protecting America," he told the Republican National Committee. In what seemed at the time a shrewd move, he recommended the GOP hold its 2004 convention in New York City in September rather than August. The RNC began offering 9/11 commemorative photos of the president on Air Force One. The letter to potential contributors raised over $1.4 million. Quote, "Specially commissioned, individually numbered and matted, this limited edition series is yours free for serving as an honorary co-chairman of the 2002 President's Dinner with your gift of $150 or more," end quote. When the president met with congressional leaders after September 11th, he took a direct slap at Clinton when he said, "When I take action, I'm not going to fire a $2 million missile at a $10 empty tin and hit a camel in the butt. It's going to be decisive." Democrats and Republicans alike were impressed. Quote, "We're all desperately wanting to see him succeed," said Richard Gephardt, the Democratic minority leader of the House of Representatives. Quote, "And there is nothing more valuable to a president than that emotion," end quote. So just a little bit about Karl Rove that was featured in the Kitty Kelly book, The Family, The Real Story of the Bush Dynasty, now in paperback. And speaking of the spineless, gutless, ballless, eggless, nerdy turds of wimps called the Democrats and their counterparts in NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, do not count on these fuckers to mount an opposition to the nomination of Taliban fuck John Roberts to the Supreme Court to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. There are numerous Democrats saying he sounds pretty good, and NARAL, the supposed pro-choice organization and lobbyist organization, whom you really ought to think twice before sending a dime to, they are still evaluating their position on John Roberts. If you want to support a pro-choice group, please support ProChoiceLeague.com, Bill Baird and Joni Scott, or somebody who is not going to lack the guts to fight what needs to be fought, what needs to be ferociously fought in these times where the criminal Bush regime and the American Christian Taliban are out of control and not being stood up to by the spineless, ballless, eggless Democrats and people like NARAL. ProChoiceLeg.com to fight Karl Rove or Roberts or the cuts and changes in Social Security, you can go to MoveOn, one word, MoveOn.org. Talked out already. So, let's see, a couple of plugs, and then we will play another set of songs. Some more good information about Karl Rove at truthout.org. And Media Matters, one word, mediamatters.org. Thursday, July 28th, there's a protest in Philadelphia at City Hall against the continued occupation of Haiti. Let's see. What else? There's some hilarious stuff, and I think it makes fun of that numbnuts Matt Drudge, called the Drudge Retort at drudge.com. Click on news. Let's see, some good cartoons from Ward Sutton at suttonimpactstudio.com, and Signe's Cartoons, S-I-G-N-E, signetoons.com. Check out editorial cartoons. And let's see, some hilarious stuff at ilovekarlrove.com and bushesbrain.com. Some deliciously hot erotica at Dr. Susan Block's site, drsusanblock.com. If you want to save Original Punk Club CBGBs, go to savecbgb.org for weapons of mass seduction and hot erotic messages from the Bush supporter girls. Go to Lie Girls. Instead of Live Girls, it's liegirls.com. Information on Bush and Rove and the illegal war at aloffair.com. aloffair.com. Alright, let's see. And for information on Hempfest, the Seven Leaf Reunion Bash, it's in Canada, so don't be afraid of fascists come stomping in. Hempfest 2005, August 25th through 28th in Canada. Go to planetarypride.com. And if you want to prank, you high-tech pranksters, the local American Christian Taliban that viciously harass women's clinics in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area, go to columbusbaptistchurch.org and you will win valuable prizes if you do, from all of our former live guests and former live musical guests. columbusbaptistchurch.org, and send your prank stories to us. Be on the lookout for Robert Greenwald's new film about the skanks who run the Walmart Corporation. And let's see, a second edition of an all-women's compilation from Los Angeles called Put Some Pussy in Your Punk, Volume 2, is from On the Rag Records, ontherag.net. Jello Biafra and Great Bands and Spoken Word stuff at alternativetentacles.com. DOA, MDC, and Vancouver Punk Fans at SuddenDeath.com. Way talked out. So let's play another set of songs, starting with a band from Philadelphia that includes one of Marlon, the Great Engineer's former housemates. This band is entitled The Bugs. This song goes out to an impotent and exceptionally vile and stupid Christian supremacist male who believes he is the expert on morals and family values and how to raise children right, except that his own kids, understandably, turned out all kinds of fucked up, including a drunk driving charge and all kinds of shit. This song goes out to that kind of ilk by the Bugs. It's called Father of the Year.
It's been 3 days, 9 months, and 6 cans of lettuce. It's bread and a bed with the nymph of bed. 3 days, 9 months, and 6 cans of lettuce, and I became Father of the Year. Well, old gray hair, she ain't what she used to be. Got with the hockey team, lost interest in me. Old gray hair, she ain't what she used to be. I still got her paintings on my wall. That poor kid, poor kid. Saw what his mama did. That poor kid.
Okay. Before we go any further, we have a whole set of songs coming up, but let us play a song from Reverend Bookburn to DeMonica. If you heard my birthday show and another show late last year, you've heard her on this show when we were doing our spankings and all kinds of fun. And before she crashes, we're going to play a song for her. It's from a silly record, but it is a sincere dedication. It's from Sesame Street's Born to Add CD. And this song is absolutely dedicated with love. Thank you for bearing with me through the grieving period of losing Marlon the Great Engineer, through good times and bad, and through our ups and downs. I love her, and this song goes out to her. It's entitled With Every Beat of My Heart.
Boom thump, hear my heart jump. Boom thump, hear my heart jump.
With every beat of my heart, I'm hoping, baby, that we'll never fall. I promise, baby, I'll always be true. My heart is beating for you.
My heart is beating, it's beating for you.
Start with every beat of my heart.
Is beating just for you, pumping blood to all the parts of my body, my knees and nose and my chin and toes, and you can hear my heartbeat.
It goes up,
yeah,
thump,
yeah, thumpity thump, thump, thump.
My foolish heart cannot lie, though you can't see it, it's beating inside. I'm hoping, baby, that we'll never part with every beat of my heart, with every beat of my.
Thank you. voices of the people that go home and say, they were okay. They were okay, but I couldn't understand the words. Here's the first verse of I Sin for a Living. Burn the little panties off of nubiles with a Bunsen burner. Slim on that maturity, but Jesus, fuck, their tits are firmer. Pick them up for grease too, and by God, they're going to driver's ed. That's okay, because mom will dork me in that queen-size parent's bed.
I've been boarding. Burn the middle panties off of Newby with a bunch of turds. I'm amateur, but Jesus, fuck, their tits are firm. And my fingers do, and my God, they're going to driver's ed. Okay, cause mom will join me in that freestyle chair. I've been boarding. Friday afternoon, that one, you'll find me lifting pets in check. Well, Codger's mailbox has been on to score the standard. Lifting off a blind man, pick up is what I call it. Into a mountain, through real drink, and down the stupid. I've been boarding.
Yeah, Rastafari, I am not from Jamaica, I am from the DC area, however, I like to talk with a fake Jamaican accent, because I am in a band called Bad Brains, and therefore, I like to pretend I'm a Rastafarian, and a Jamaican, and spout out hatred to bands like the Big Boys, whom we called the Narcotic Squadron, and bands like MDC, who we physically attacked, because we like to spout out fundamentalism in our own hip-packaged way. But the fans forgave us because they liked our music. So therefore, in honor of Bad Brains, this is a song by the Meat Men entitled Blow Me Jaw.
State of the Union address. Our country's a fucking mess. Yes, or could you not guess that war and no jobs have us all depressed? But here's a little secret that I'm seeing in the news. Your ratings and the polls are going down the tubes. Pissed off Americans are taking to the streets, clapping the hands, stomping the feet. My president's an idiot, looking for oil and tennis tapes with aluminum foil. Georgie Porgy is most absurd. He'd rather have a war than use his words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey.
Another time out, you've been yelling, calling people evil. Guess what I'm telling?
Telling on your ass, boy.
Paying off the teacher, paying off the school, paying off the principal to make a new rules, fool. And you think you're cool, using UN as a US tool. But here comes Schwarzkopf, here comes Penn, here comes Chomsky doing it again. Here comes more of the stupid white men, here comes my dad, an ex-Republican. Here comes housewives and businessmen, here comes activists trapped in the pen. From North Korea to the dirt poor Kurds, you'd rather fight than use your words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Georgie, won't you use your words?
Regime change will start at home. I got a bone to pick with your fascist tone. No stone will be left unturned. Get out of the office, which you did not earn. Take Dick Cheney, Coleman Powell. Take Rumsfeld, throwing the towel. Take Tom Ridge, take Miss Rice. Take Carl Rove with his heart of ice. Toss him in the middle of a big-ass lake, cause you and your crew are on the take. Taking our security, taking our cash, taking all our freedom and leaving it for trash. Your vision is very clear, Saddam is evil, but look in the mirror, that's right. You know what I heard, you'd rather fight than use your words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Georgie, listen to my words real clearly. I dislike you and your crew most dearly. You're taking us to war, we know what for. Stick up for your daddy, try to settle an old score more. You're pissing off a planet. People hate Americans because of you, damn it. Can't stand it. You live a terrorist fire, now you're starting to fan it. Try to hide your fear, try to hide your past. Try to hide the weapons that were sold to our back. Try to hide the hate, try to hide your greed. Try to hide the oil, which you think we need. Try to hide the money, try to punish the blacks. Try to hide the facts from the terrorist attack. I just slide in the polls with numbers from nerds. But you can't hide from me cause I'm using my words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
George, please use your words.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week.
Sunday, July 24th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington. First, we have runner-ups. And no, Carl Rove cannot be Asshole of the Week because he already was a long time ago. Runners-up to Asshole of the Week begins with Covenant Trucks. Covenant Trucking System. The Covenant Trucking Company are our runners-up to Asshole of the Week driving around on interstate highways with their signs that say, "It's a child, not a choice." Covenant Trucks. Runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And second runners-up to Asshole of the Week are a couple, Bob and Mary Schindler, who are Terry Schiavo's parents. Bob and Mary Schindler have recently appeared in the extremist conservative and right-wing family conference, revealing once again that their case was one about political bias and propaganda than about the misguided ramblings of grief-stricken parents. Bob and Mary Schindler, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And there's more runners-up. Michelle Leck Johnson and Susan Brinkman. These are two people from a publication called Catholic Standard and Times, who, despite their editorial policy, have chosen to become major league liars, slandering the widower of Terry Schiavo and spreading lies about the case, such as the already disproven lie that there was a possibility of resuscitating her. And now that the autopsy is completed, Michelle Leck Johnson and Susan Brinkman of Catholic Standard and Times, runners up to Asshole of the Week. Oh, where's the fart sounds? And nobody helping me. First Cheech from Cheech and Chung.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. And that leaves us to that very special someone. Yes, Asshole of the Week is James Nichols, the white supremacist brother of racist militia terrorist and Oklahoma City bomber Terry Nichols, for suing Michael Moore for slander, even though that was a total frivolous lawsuit based on bullshit and appropriately thrown out of court, which means James Nichols was very reasonably and accurately portrayed in the Bowling for Columbine classic film, and it means that James Nichols, you in fact are Asshole of the Week. Okay, I have most definitely heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Super Clean did State of the Union. Meat Men did Dumping Ground, I Sin for a Living, and Blow Me Jaw. Oblivions did Memphis Creep. Thrice did Betrayal is a Symptom. Sesame Street did With Every Beat of My Heart, and started off with The Bugs doing Father of the Year. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Put Carl Rove on Trial. Next week, equal time for the other terror victims. And in 2 weeks, the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. Write to Reverend Bookburn at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. to see events in Philadelphia at an alternative space called A Space, go to defenestrator.org and click on Liberated Spaces and then A Space. And for silliness, you can go to toothpastefordinner.com for a little comic relief. And speaking of comic relief, there is whitehouse.org and landoverbaptist.org, both always extremely funny. All right, and I am so sick of plugging, so we will do the credits and we'll play a final tune or two. The Reverend thanks the following: for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Put Carl Rove on Trial show. One more time, the links for Carl Rove are workingforchange.com or org for the Carl Rove in jail shirt, workingforchange.org, carlrovesucks.com, ilovecarlrove.com, and Bush's Brain, no apostrophe, bushesbrain.com. The Reverend says thank you to the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixan, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Limpdick, The Tick, Malik, Leanne, and Tim. The Reverend thanks Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Lebanese and Portuguese bookburners, all North American bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from ontherag.net, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Kelly, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Jenna A., Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, American Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie Mean, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group in Beloit College in Wisconsin, the Rowan Twins, Liz Voltz, Ananda Plume, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Champion Lombard, Walter G., Diane Fornbacher and family and friends, Tender Bartender, Benevolent Dictatress, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We remember you, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, D. Monica, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, all independent media, to Bush Liquors Everywhere, and to all book burners, the Reverend says thank you. Let's play a song by Syd Barrett entitled Bob Dylan Blues.
Got the Bob Dylan blues and the Bob Dylan shoes, and my clothes and my hair's in a mess. But you know I just couldn't care less. Gonna write me a song about what's right and what's wrong, about God and my girl and all that. quiet while I make like a cat. 'Cause I'm a poet, don't you know it? And the wind, you can blow it, 'cause I'm Mr. Dylan the King. And I'm free as a bird on the wing. Roam from town to town, guess I get people down, but I don't care too much about that, 'cause my gut and my wallet are fat. Make a whole lot of dough, but I deserve it though. I got soul and a good heart of gold. So I'll sing about war and the cold, 'cause I'm a poet, don't you know it? And the wind, you can blow it, 'cause I'm Mr. Dylan the King. And I'm free as a bird on the wing. Well, I sings about dreams and I rhymes it with seems, 'cause it seems that my dream always means that I can prophesy all kinds of things. Well, the guy that digs me should try hard to see that he buys all my discs and a hat. And when I'm in town, go see that. 'Cause I'm a poet, don't you know it? And the wind, you can blow it, 'cause I'm Mr. Dylan the King. And I'm free as a bird on the wing.
Okay, that was Syd Barrett doing Bob Dylan Blues. I'm going to play one more song and call it a night from the soundtrack to Repo Man. This is Suicidal Tendencies doing Institutionalized. Good night.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like, take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know, I'm just working on myself. And they go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself. But they just keep bugging me, they just keep bugging me, there's pills on the side.
I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not
not digging your trust. Normal people don't argue that way. I go bomb, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me, just a Pepsi. He was good with my knees, got me back to see a thief. Just yucky, just lazy, it's a good girl, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy,
here's the future.
You're the one that's crazy,
here's the future.
You're trying to be crazy,
here's the future.
They stick me in an institution, that was the only solution. You need a professor, I'm protecting from the enemy myself.
I was sitting in my room, my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities,